call the regular meeting of the Board of Education to order on Wednesday, March 19th at 6 p.m. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Grandaw here. Ide.
Here.
Hedewald.
Here.
Cherry, absent. Grazie.
Here.
Hanson.
Here.
Roman.
Here.
All right, number four, approval of the agenda. I make a motion. Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting on February 19th, 2025, the minutes of the special meeting February 25th, 2025, general fund vouchers and financial report of no voids, ACHs 242500151 through 242500172 for a total of $35,357.40. Checks 108650 through 108847 for a total of $470,420.83. And wire transfers 2024000051 through 2024000062 for a total of $12,024,173.86 for a total activity needing approval of $12,529,952.09.
Motion by Kayla.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right, before we get to public input, for public comment participant procedures, public participation shall be permitted as indicated on the meeting agenda. Each statement made by a participant shall be limited to 3 minutes duration. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic unless all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. I'm not going to let this turn into a circus, so please be respectful with your comments. You get your 3 minutes, and then we will move on to the next meeting agenda. And the other thing I want everybody to remember is public comment is a privilege. It is not a requirement of the open meetings law. So we will move on to public comment.
Also, please, before speaking,
oh, state you your need name. Your name. Please state your name loud.
Brenda Brand, and I have a question and a statement. My question is on the school district website, agendas and minutes for four of the school years are missing. And I was just wondering why that was. The years are the school years 2018 to 19, 2019 to 2020, 2020 to 2021, and 2021 to 2022.
They've probably been archived.
Yep. Yeah.
They're probably in the archives.
No.
Like, they've been taken off the website because of the amount of space.
Right.
We have them. Like, you just have to request them. They're just not on the website anymore because of space.
All right. And then my comment is regarding the additional compensation for the athletic director. I believe that it's a bad policy to do that outside of the contract. Time for negotiation of compensation as at contract time. That's it.
All right.
I can go next.
Okay. Please stand and state your name.
I'm Justin Pujic, a parent. I'd rather just sit. Recently, I've had the privilege of speaking to many of our parents and community members about their ideas and concerns as it relates to our athletic programs. I've spoken to many community members about the athletes they support, 20 to be exact. I found out that there are concerns everywhere, and these concerns all carry a common theme. The concerned parents and grandparents felt like a large number of our coaches have taken the fun out of sports through screaming, embarrassing, and belittling of our athletes. After my initial inquiry, I would follow up by asking these individuals if they're willing to voice their concerns to leadership. And the results of that question were shocking. Every single person became instantly hesitant. And you want to know why? Fear of retaliation from athletic leadership was the unanimous concern in every single case. This should be alarming. Whether this fear is real or perceived, it doesn't matter. It's unhealthy either way. What I've personally discovered is that our customer service department in athletics is flawed, and I might even describe it as non-existent. Intimidation is the ultimate tool of the leader of our athletic department, and this is not a healthy climate for addressing concerns. In addition, certain coaches within the inner circle have complete impunity and answer to no one. I have found that the chain of command within our school system is flawed, broken, and a huge conflict of interest because of close friendships, and this needs to be addressed. Finally, I would like to add that even board members have struggled to effectively voice and promote change with our leadership. The response from leadership seems to be, if no one has made formal complaints, then there is nothing to talk about. This, in my opinion, is not a very nice response. What leadership is essentially saying is, if no one is going to complain, then we are going to keep doing things however we like. I'm here to say it's time to fix a broken system. It's time for leadership to be proactive and not reactive. If complaining is the only way to make change, then we, the community, are going to have to complain our way to change. And to conclude, please file this public comment as the first complaint. Thank you.
Joe Vino. I have a daughter that participates in various athletics and cribbets, and my biggest concern across the board is the lack of fun that all of our girls are having. Cribbet sports could be and should be encouraging. It should be good for their mental health and their physical health. And a lot of the motivational tactics that are out right now seem to focus mainly on the negatives instead of the positives, and that's an old tactic that coaches use, and it does not work with our new generation of kids.
I'll go next, Damon Roman. 4 years, that's how long each athlete has to experience memories in high school for the rest of their life that they'll tell their children and grandchildren. I coach hundreds of youth at the gym. Many have went on to state championships, and I've worked with the youth from all the local school districts. And the only thing that sets cribbets apart is fear of the leadership and the coaches. I've heard from parents over and over again, they will not allow their kids to play certain sports because of who the coach is. And I personally will not allow my daughters to play certain sports here because of past experience with that coach with another daughter. Now, unfortunately, our athletic director, who can be a good man, often says, I have my coach's back. That's not his place. If a concern's brought to him, he should see, is the complaint legitimate? And then handle it going forward. He should not automatically have the coach's back. This makes parents feel like they're on the defensive right away, and it makes kids fearful to go and approach him, which should not be the position. I would respectfully request the board to do due diligence and ask the district administrator to have Mr. Dorschner come up with a list he reports to her every 3 months of complaints made by parents. I've been informed that they're claiming Mr. Myers has one complaint. I know of five from when my daughter played with him. That's not one. So the complaints are disappearing. I don't think it's too much to respectfully ask the board to follow up and ask that a regular list of complaints be filed through chain of command, and that the board may review those complaints when it comes forward. The kids have 4 years to make these memories. No child should be missing out. Also, some of the practices at the girls' basketball level isn't appropriate to discuss at this meeting, but will be coming out over the next several months, and it's very concerning. I've also heard that one girl was put into a room alone with a coach and the athletic director, where the coach said, I will be vindictive. That's not appropriate. The athletic director, I would hope, in that moment, would have intervened and said, can I talk to you in the hallway? Tempers are heated. We need to calm down. We should not treat a lone student athlete this way.
Mr. Roman, though, the second hand, we have to be careful with secondhand information, all right?
No problem with that. From firsthand information with my daughter, I was unable to address the situation with the athletic director on multiple occasions. He immediately gets angry. He immediately yells. As a Native American who grew up on the res, I have repeatedly tried bringing attention of words that are spoken by coaches and their spouse at the game. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Mike Freibel. I've been on the board on two occasions, and we have procedures set up within the school board and school district for proper ways to address things. At a meeting like this, I don't believe it's supposed to be somebody talking about somebody else and mentioning their name personally. There's procedures set up for that to handle that. That's why we had administration at the board level. I was always under the understanding that that's why we have administration. That's why we have principals and administrators. I think those procedures should be followed. I don't think that people should come here. I mean, it seems like, you know, you can spend $1.5 million on a roof project here and nobody shows up for a meeting. But then you can have a COVID issue or an issue like apparently what's going on now, and the place fills up. The other thing I'd like to say is I'm a coach myself. I volunteer coach for years, not only here at this level, but at summer league levels in softball. And I can honestly say I think our kids are having a great time. We had practice last night. Everybody was having a great time. I don't know about other sports. I know the athletic directors have always been great to our program and have been positive to our program, and I thank them for that. And I thank all of our coaches, both volunteer and paid, for the time they put in, because I don't think that people realize what time they put in. And lastly, I'd like to say, I think that high school years are growing years. The teachers, coaches are preparing your children for real life. Real life is not going to be easy, and it's not going to be perfect. And sometimes when your child is wrong, maybe you need to discipline them. Tell them to say they're sorry. And it goes both ways. If coaches say something wrong or do something wrong, it should be the same way. We need to get together as a school district. We have a great school district. We have an awesome sports program, and I'm proud of Cribbin School District. Thank you.
Anybody else? No? Going once, going twice. All right, thank you everybody. Number 7, correspondence recognition.
I'd like to recognize the staff that have prepared our students for the recent and continued state testing this month. ACT, pre-ACT, and forward tests are being administered throughout March. This is a stressful time for staff and students. They both worked hard over the school year, and the test is a mere snapshot of skills our students have, but it is how we are compared to others. I'd just like to recognize staff for their hard work and how it's going to shine on those tests.
All right. Reports, committee reports, personnel negotiations. We met before the meeting tonight, and we are going to bring the motion to the full board to take a current halftime teaching position, that is a retiree, and move that to a full-time position for 25-26. Number 2, building grounds, transportation, and technology.
We met tonight, and we discussed the wireless network infrastructure license renewal. And our recommendation for the board is to go with data center warehouse. for a total of $46,190.36 to keep our wireless network system going.
All right, administrative reports. We are skipping number one and number two, Mrs. Robinson.
All right, since our last meeting, we've had one additional snow day, bringing our total to 2 days and one early release, which was today. We will see what tomorrow brings, but we are not close to needing to make up any time, thankfully. And on March 4th, the Bray team met for a second time with staff at the elementary school to get feedback on our remodel plans thus far. Yesterday, our admin team met with Bray and C.D. Smith to continue to fine-tune the details, including the timeline for the work. As big bid packages go out and then are closed, we may need to have special meetings to choose a bidder and get under contract as soon as possible. The elementary roof bid closes March 25th, so that we will be looking to schedule something soon after that. Next month, I will update the board with the remodel plans as we should have those close to finalization at that point.
All right, number three, Mr. Bauman.
All right, next Thursday will be our annual ACT, ACP day. Freshmen and sophomores will be taking the pre-ACT state standardized test. Juniors will report to school as regularly scheduled and spend the day taking the state mandated ACT test. Meanwhile, seniors will report to school at scheduled times to give their ACP presentations and then will participate in mock interviews in the afternoon. This will be a culmination of all the work they have completed in academic and career planning over their four-year high school careers. Our 7th and 8th grade students will have a different format to their day as will also have a different format to their day as they will be taking the state mandated board exam for most of the day. Secondly, congratulations goes out to Weston Group. I'm going to butcher this name here. Irdia Arza Madrigo, one of our foreign exchange students.
Could you say that again?
No. Rishad, Isabel, and Isabel Danielzak for winning the High School Students of the Month Award for the month of February. Congratulations also goes out to Carson Wolf and Ellie Goltz for being recipients at the middle school level. Also, congratulations goes out to Hanukkah Meyer, Kira Rourke, and Lily Wagner for being chosen February's Lunch Bunch students. This award recognizes personality and helpfulness, as well as academics, and they were recognized by their teachers in front of board member Kim Hansen, Mrs. Robinson, and myself. And lastly, the Eminel Honors Banquet was held on Monday at Romy's Holiday Inn in Kelly Lake. This event recognizes students who represent the top 10% of their senior class by GPA in each of the conference schools. This year, our Crivets representatives were Brock Banaschik, Carly Feiferick, Isaac Gerner, Jessica Grumuski, and Emery Nelson. I would like to congratulate each of them for their academic excellence over their 4 years of high school. I would also like to thank Mrs. Robinson, Mrs. Graves, Ms. Klitsky, Mrs. Myers, and Mrs. Stillings for representing Crivets as advisors.
Thank you. Mrs. Damon.
At the elementary school, we are excited to recognize 5th grade teacher Mrs. Randy Brand as our February Staff Member of the Month. Mrs. Brand was nominated because she is organized, caring, dedicated, and inspiring. She's always open to learning something new and trying new things. She loves to have fun while maintaining high expectations for all of her students, and strives to provide students and co-workers with everything they need to be successful, even if that means giving up her own time. Thank you to Mrs. Brand for all that you do. We would like to thank the Crivets Library Board for their generous donation of books for our 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. The board's dedication to fostering a love of reading makes a tremendous difference for our students. To help raise awareness for World Down Syndrome Day, this Friday, March 21st, our students are encouraged to wear brightly colored mismatch or crazy socks. Everyone's also encouraged to wear blue and yellow on this day because those are the colors for the Down Syndrome awareness. Students will also have the opportunity to design their own crazy socks and hang them in the hallway. And lastly, we'd like to thank Police Chief Sean Viria and his canine partner, Kish, for visiting the elementary school for our Pizza with the Police event. At the end of each semester, we hold this event to recognize students who had perfect attendance. We had 20 students who were recognized and got to have pizza lunch with Lateef, and Gitch.
Did he behave?
Yeah.
Where is he? He didn't get any pizza.
It's questionable sometimes. All right, Mr. White.
Well, I only had three items, and Mr. Robinson took one already. So
Sorry.
I'll repeat that one anyway. Construction management firm released bids for the Elmwood Roofing on Monday, February 20th. Mandatory pre-bid meeting was held on Tuesday, March 4th, and that was very well attended, which we hope will result in several competitive bid submissions. And as you know, in the past, we've had trouble obtaining enough bids for a lot of projects, but we should have several bids for this one. As Mrs. Robinson already said, the bids are due March 25th. In preparation of our upcoming renovations, the HVAC, electrical, and plumbing engineers recently conducted walkthroughs of the elementary building and the tech ed areas at the middle high school. These walkthroughs performed during the spring break gave engineers an opportunity to examine and verify our existing systems, and this was to aid in their design and planning of the future upgrades. And lastly, fire system inspections were successfully completed at both buildings on Monday, March 10th. These are conducted annually by a certified fire safety company, ND Technologies. And the inspections included thorough examination of all of our fire alarms, smoke detectors, and fire system panels at both buildings. These systems were found to be in good working order, and there were no major issues or deficiencies noted. And that's all I have.
Awesome. Thank you. Mr. Schramm.
Okay, good evening. Today marked the first day of state board testing at the elementary school. As each student uses their Chromebook to test, we were on site in classrooms to ensure everything started as inspected and that there weren't any technology issues. Happy to report the first day was issue-free and went smoothly. My fingers are crossed that it continues for the next two long, long months of various online assessments. Last Tuesday, I had my first meeting with Bray Architects Electrical Engineering Company, which is working on the renovation project. I'm pleased, as they seem very thorough and detailed, as proven by the 5-page packet of homework that I received during that meeting. But I am very thrilled, in all seriousness, that they are very thorough, making sure all their the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So I'm looking forward to working with them. And finally, I released our annual Chromebook and desktop request for proposal documents last Friday. All proposals are due April 7th, so I will seek approval and selection at the April regular meeting. That's all I have.
Thank you. Information discussion, food service survey information.
In your packet, let me find it, is a copy of the survey that I came up with about the food service. So, I mean, you guys can discuss. What do you think? It's not super long, but
I have one question on the question.
Mm-hmm.
I think the questions are great. I just thought that part of like one of the factors was supposed to be that there was going to be an additional cost, like for additional staffing, and would that additional cost with the parents? You know, before that,
you want that question like that added?
Anything in there?
Okay.
There's an opposite question. There's the one about how important is it to keep the meals free, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I
made this a while ago. I have to go back and read. During the 2024-2025 school year, all meals are free for all students. How important is it to your family that the district continues to fund this program? But on the flip side, asking a question saying, in order to,
I have a little bit of a hiccup in that question in general.
You are a hiccup.
I am a hiccup, I'm told. But this is basically asking someone if they want to continue to receive free stuff. Mm-hmm. Who's going to say no? I just feel it's a very leading, I don't have a better answer for you. Mm-hmm. But I just feel it's very leading if our goal is to move toward
healthier
more
options.
Right. When so it's not, it's not
I think
a bad
my,
question if
my,
people understand the background of it.
My, I guess my thought process in that question, what I'm trying to get at, and kind of with what Sarah's asking is, and that's kind of why I did like with the priorities, like what's the most important, free or like the low sugar, whole food, non-processed?
Can you just add free to the list of priorities?
I like that. Well, I just feel like everyone's going to choose it's very important. Well, now how do we even go about changing that if everyone just said it's very important? Because they don't realize the behind the...
Yeah, kind of like maybe doing that.
If you just add it to the bottom of the priority list, right?
Yeah, well, it would go on the side. Yep. So, like, what's, like prioritizing taste, attractiveness, low sugar, high protein, low processed, homemade meals, and then free.
Yeah.
Okay. What, Sarah, does that?
I'm not sure that addresses.
Hang on.
Well,
but then we can add a question about cost.
Yes.
We can add a question about cost saying, you know,
breakfast.
Because I don't want us to be in a situation where we're foregoing nutritious food.
Because
it's free important
the only
that it's
option.
Free. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want me to, in the question, state something like I have, in order to make breakfast less processed, the district would have to charge for meals again. Not everyone would have free meals. Something along those lines.
You're gonna have to say
how
those who don't qualify for free reduced are going to now incur a cost.
Mm-hmm. And then kind
breakfast.
Of a how do you feel about that or what's your reaction?
You can put it as a free comment.
Okay.
A free form comment.
As a free comment, yep.
That's a lot better than just
like that. They can just comment on how they feel about that
instead of just a yes or no.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Because then we'll get more information.
Yeah.
Can I hang on? Let me note that.
Because just looking at it, I mean, how many people are going to appreciate what low sugar, high protein, and processed means?
Well, probably more than you think.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, anything else on the survey? Anybody wants to call out? He wants a question about lasagna.
Lasagna.
You want it on the menu.
He wants it more often. Bring your own.
Reinstate it.
He's still crying about that one.
He thinks we'll forget.
All right. Sorry, Mr. Baumann, we're moving on. B, halftime teaching position.
Sorry. Still ready. Okay. All right. As mentioned in the committee report, we have a teacher who is currently in a 50% position who is retiring. We are asking the board to make that 50% position a full-time position. Excuse me. And what that will allow us to do is have more time for math intervention at the elementary school.
This is the one the committee met before.
Mm-hmm.
And is bringing forward for approval.
Yep.
Sarah?
Okay with it?
Okay. Put it in the budget. Sunny, since you couldn't talk during the committee meeting, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Great. C, 2025-2026 staff insurance renewal.
Okay, we have some stuff with the renewals. First and foremost, our health insurance renewal, which, let me look for my numbers here. Last year was a 4% increase. The year before was a 10% increase, right? Zero? Okay.
Yep.
However, this year, we have a 0% increase.
Boom.
So, that's pretty exciting. That
Perfect.
Means premiums are not going up at all. So, that isn't a tough one. Let me look at where are other ones. This year, our proposed dental, if we keep it exactly the same, would go up 4%, which... For an employee-only plan, costs the employee per month, right, Sarah? That's in a monthly, per month, about $2 and just less than $2. However, what we are asking, if you look at the benefit comparison sheet for Delta Dental, the alternate number 3, all the way over to the right, and what that does, the only change, it goes up for an individual employee, it goes up 17 cents from what the renewal would be anyway, but it adds on to the orthodontic benefit for anyone who has a child in braces. It had been 50% of the ortho up to $1,500. It is increasing it to 50% up to $2,000. So just giving a little bit, those numbers, that limit on orthodontics has been the same for quite a while, where we know costs have gone up a little bit. So for a very small cost, we thought we would provide a little bit better benefit to our staff. The next one is vision. That's on the back if you have it on paper. And we currently have Superior Vision. We're under contract with them. There's no increase, but a lot of others in our consortium go through Delta Dental for vision, although that sounds funny. So we asked for a quote from them, and we are suggesting to keep that with Superior Vision. We just feel like we get a better bang for our buck. The cost with Delta Dental is a little bit lower, but the benefits aren't as good. For instance, new glasses, the actual frames, with Superior Vision that we have, you get the benefit once every 12 months. With Delta Dental, it's once every 24 months. Same thing with contacts. If you use a contact benefit instead of the frames, with Superior Vision, it's up to $175 allowance annually. Delta Dental is only $150 annually. So a lot of the other costs are the same, but we just feel like the Superior Vision is a better bang for our buck. The short-term disability, the life, short-term disability, and the life and ADD are all no increases, all the same. So,
any questions?
Pretty exciting stuff. Pretty excited about the 0% increase for health insurance. That's huge.
Okay, D, wireless network infrastructure license renewal.
Mr. Schramm?
All right. I don't know if you want. So, I'll just throw kind of these details here. So, our entire wireless infrastructure, access point switches that we have throughout the five wiring closets in our district, all require subscription licenses for support, upgrades, all that kind of thing. And much like a vehicle requires an annual license that you have to purchase, it's very similar to how that works. As far as access point goes, which we have multiple engineers, larger rooms, cafeterias, we have 110 spread throughout the district that we need to license, and about 40 switches, give or take a couple, spread throughout that we have to license. all those licenses expire this coming summer, so we put it out to bid. We go through E-rate, which I've mentioned in the past, is a federal reimbursement program. We have to purchase these licenses this coming summer anyway. So E-rate allows us to file for reimbursement based on a 70% margin, which is based on our free and reduced lunch counts. So based on the bids we got back, spending about $46,000 over a five-year term, which saves us money doing a multi-year term, and we're going to be heavily invested in this equipment anyway for the next 5 years. So potentially we could get back $32,000 of that $46,000. E-rate works that they make you spend the money first, then file for reimbursement to get that discount, because we want schools and libraries to invest in technology and infrastructure. So like I said, either way, we have to buy it this summer no matter what, so we might as well file for E-rate reimbursement for it. All bidders, based on the bid tabulation document that I had in your board packet, all have the exact same part number, so it's literally an apples-to-apples comparison. So based on that information, let me know if you have any questions, but based on the bids we got back, I would recommend the data center warehouse proposal at a cost of $46,190.36. So if you have any questions for me, I can answer this for you.
Questions? You already asked yours? Okay. Kayla?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Chris?
No.
Okay. E, summer lawn maintenance help.
We're asking for one summer lawn maintenance worker this summer, which is the same as last year.
Questions? Great. Summer custodial help.
We're asking for two summer custodial helpers this summer, which is also the same as last year.
Questions? Can we just put them all into summer help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, geez, summer IT help.
We're actually, so this has gone back and forth. I don't know what your packets say, but we're going for 2 this year. We had 2 on there, changed it to 3. We're back to 2, which again is the same as last year.
Questions? All right, Quiz Bowl, out of state, and overnight trips.
Okay. Quiz Bowl is seeking permission to attend a competition at Northern Michigan University on April 5th. That will be an out-of-state trip. The team would also like to attend a tournament in Onalaska on March 29th. That would be an overnight trip, leaving March 28th and returning on March 29th. A copy of Mrs. Retz's request is in your packet.
Anybody? They fundraised for this, right?
Correct.
Anybody have any questions? Anything?
I will.
Okay. All right, next one, Skills USA overnight trip.
All right, the Skills USA team will be competing at the state competition in Madison and are requesting a stay overnight. In your packet is the rundown of the agenda. Leaving April 1st at 6:30 a.m., driving down to Madison. They check in, go to competition, stay at a hotel overnight on the 1st. On April 2nd, they're back at the Alliant Energy Center in the morning for competitions, and they will leave at about 9 o'clock to go back to Krivitz and won't return until about midnight, but they're only staying the one night. So again, they're requesting an overnight trip, and again, they have to fundraise for that. That is 2 days of school. However, it is their competition. They're right. Competing both days, so they would be excused from that school activity.
Questions, anybody? No? All right, spring 2026 band choir trip.
All right, I'll give an intro, Mr. Allard, but Mr. Allard is here for any additional information or questions. Mr. Coffhammer and Mr. Allard are requesting permission to allow the high school band and choir students to travel out of state to Nashville, Tennessee for multiple nights next spring 2026. They would like approval at this time in order to complete the contract with World Strides Educational Travel and Experiences. Mr. Allard will be present for if there's any questions, and there's more information in your packet.
And present for clarifications, too.
Okay.
It does note on there that we've talked to Carrie Plitzky, who would like to participate as well and bring some art students.
Okay.
Or art teacher. Not sure that will be many students, but it is open to her and hoping to get a few. Also, we are looking at the numbers from World Strides. The cost is probably not actually what is on this sheet. It looks like it's probably going to be more like $1,500. But I also have a quote from a company who used which trip prior to World Strides. We used World Strides it was a year ago. Every 2 years we travel. For 2 years before that, we went with Bob Rogers Travel, and I have a quote from them. Well, I don't have a verified quote, but the agent that they're working with us has a proposal here. Well, numbers for the proposal that she was waiting for confirmation from the organization. But if everything is as it should be around $1,155. So close to that World Strides original price. But better than what World Trends would actually be. And we traveled with Rob Rogers Travel. We were very happy with them 2 trips prior. So that's just a little more information.
Will you be going during spring break? Or is
No, we go after. Yeah. And the plan is leave Thursday, miss Thursday, Friday, come back Sunday, hopefully before midday.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions? For Mr. Allard. No? All right, moving on. Item scheduled for action, A, resignations. Elementary special education teacher.
Elementary special education teacher Kim Carmody has tendered her resignation at the end of the 2024-2025 school year.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 2, elementary special education paraprofessional.
Elementary special education paraprofessional Vanessa Fisher has tendered her resignation at the end of the 2024-2025 school year.
You make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, varsity assistant track coach.
Varsity assistant track coach Michael Retza has tendered his resignation.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kim.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Appointments. Varsity assistant track coach.
Scott Banaschik is recommended for approval as varsity assistant track coach.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion by Kim, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Part-time food service employee.
Cynthia Momarts is recommended for the food service position. Copy of her application is in your packet.
I make the motion.
Yep.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 2025-2026 elementary teacher.
Kristen Bushmaker is recommended for approval as an elementary teacher for the 2025-2026 school year.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, volunteers and chaperones.
A list of volunteers and chaperones is included in your packet. You may approve them individually or as a group.
I make a motion to approve the volunteers as a group.
Motion by Chris. Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye. I think I get abstain.
Yeah, you probably do. Opposed? Abstentions? Sunny. All right, C, halftime teaching position.
Board is asked to make the vacant 50% teaching position a full-time position.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kayla.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, 2025-2026 staff insurance renewals.
Board is asked to approve the proposed renewals, including that option 3 for the dental, as presented earlier in the meeting.
Motion by Sarah.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, wireless network infrastructure license renewal.
Board is asked to select and approve a vendor for the wireless network infrastructure license renewal. That's a mouthful.
I'll make that motion.
For
which one?
Oh, wireless network infrastructure license renewal for...
Data center.
Yes.
Data center.
I just closed that thing on my computer, too.
Yeah. You knew that, too. You said it. Data center warehouse for $46,190. You got it. Good.
Motion by Sunny.
Thank you, Sunny.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, summer lawn maintenance help.
Board is asked to approve one summer lawn maintenance position.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by second. Kayla. By
motion
Kayla, yeah.
By Kayla, seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. G, summer custodial help.
Board is asked to approve two summer custodial helper positions.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, summer IT help.
Board is asked to approve two summer IT helper positions.
I'll make the motion.
Motion second.
Motion by Kim, seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. I, Quiz Bowl out of state and overnight trips.
Board is asked to approve the overnight and out of state Quiz Bowl trips as presented earlier in the meeting.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. J, Skills USA overnight trip.
Board is asked to approve the Skills USA overnight trip as presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Motion by Sarah.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Okay, spring 2026 band and choir trip.
Board
and art. Band, choir, and art.
Art. The board is asked to approve the spring 2026 band, choir, and art trip to Nashville as discussed earlier in the meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. L, Fall 2025, Start College Now Early College Credit Program Classes.
It's Fall 2026.
Oh, Fall 2026.
Sorry. The board is asked to approve Fall 2020.
No, 2025.
Is it 2025?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fall 2025, Start College Now Early College Credit Program Classes. The list of classes is included in your packet. I just looked at the ones for next year earlier today, so maybe that's where my head was.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kayla.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
I got my ears
motion
off.
Carried.
That's what I...
11, a recess to closed session as provided by State Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C, considering employment promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. A, athletic director compensation. I need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Kayla. I need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. Chris, roll call.
Oh, sorry. Granda?
Yes.
Hyde?
Yes.
Heidi Wald, yes. Chair, oh, Cherry's absent. Grace?
Yes.
Hansen?
Yes.
Roman?
Yes.
All right, we are in closed session at 6:46 p.m. We're back in open session at 8:55 p.m. No action was taken in closed session. Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Sunny. To adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Can you let us know how
it goes tomorrow? Motion carried.
Okay, thanks.
We're adjourned at 8:56.